Victor Horta's Tassel House in Brussels is one of the earliest examples of the Art Nouveau style. Horta designed the building's architecture and every detail of the interior decoration and furnishings, making the house into a Gesamtkunstwerk, a total artwork in multiple media. The repeated use of organically curved, undulating lines, often called whiplash lines, unifies the design, repeating in the floor tiles, wall painting, ironwork, and even in the structure of the spiraling staircase and surging entryways. Art Nouveau artists and designers created a completely new style of decoration, rejecting the widespread 19th century practice of copying historical, and especially classical and medieval, forms. While each designer invented their own decorative motifs, organic, often plant-based forms, and the whiplash line became hallmarks of Art Nouveau design, appearing in multiple media and contexts. Art Nouveau architects and designers also embraced modern building materials, notably cast iron. Cast iron is both stronger and more flexible than traditional wood or stone, and allows for much thinner supports, like the slender columns in Horta's own house. Iron support structures also made it possible to create curved facades with large windows, which became prominent elements in many Art Nouveau buildings, including Horta's Maison de Pupille. Art Nouveau is only one of many names given to the international end-of-century style, which had many regional variations. The term, French for new art, derives from La Maison de l'Art Nouveau, the Paris art gallery run by Siegfried Bing, who was a major promoter of the new style as well as Japanism and the Navi. In addition to marketing individual objects, Bing commissioned artists and designers to create model rooms in his gallery and to display Art Nouveau ensembles that included furniture, wallpaper, carpets, and paintings. In addition to Paris, major centers of the modern end-of-century style included Brussels, Glasgow, Munich, where it was known as Jungenstil or Youth Style, and Vienna, where it's also called Succession Style. Barcelona's Catalan Modernism, especially Antoni Gaudi's architecture and decorative designs, is also closely related to Art Nouveau. French Art Nouveau was linked to the government-supported efforts to expand the decorative arts and associated craft industries. Private residences and luxury objects were the focus of many Art Nouveau designers, including Émile Gallet, who made both decorative glass and furniture. Despite the close association of Art Nouveau with luxury items, the style is also apparent in urban design, public buildings, and art for the masses. Horta's Maison de Pupille was the center for the socialist Belgian Workers' Party, and among the most famous examples of Art Nouveau style are Hector Guimard's entrances to the Paris Metro, the city's new public transportation system. Like Horta's designs for the Tassel House, Guimard used cast iron and invented stylized motifs based on plant forms. Industrially fabricated in modular units, the cast iron is relatively cheap, but it was painted green to resemble oxidized copper, a much more expensive material that adds a sense of luxury to the elaborate entrances. The use of modules made it possible to individualize each station while maintaining stylistic unity throughout the city. Art Nouveau designers were also widely visible in the advertising posters that decorated Paris. Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, Alphonse Mucha, and Jules Charest depicted famous end-of-century performers such as Jean Averill, Sarah Bernhardt, and Loie Fuller. Their posters stylized the female body and used sinuous whiplash lines, decorative plant forms, and flattened abstract shapes to create vivid, decorative images. The English designer William Morris and the English arts and craft movement that he initiated were a key influence on many designers associated with Art Nouveau. Morris promoted a holistic approach to interior decoration, as well as advocating for the social importance of design and high-quality craft work. In 1907, the Art Nouveau furniture designer, heavily influenced by Morris in his work, Henry van de Velde, founded the School of Arts and Crafts in Weimar, Germany, which promoted similar values. It later became the famous modern art and design school, the Bauhaus, which maintained the tradition of integrating art, craft, and design for the improvement of society. Curving whiplash lines are a common characteristic of French and Belgian Art Nouveau, but architects and artists working in Glasgow developed a more rectilinear style, exemplified by the Willow Tea Room. Charles Rennie Mackintosh and Margaret MacDonald designed every component of the tea room, including the architecture, stained glass, decorative panels, furniture, cutlery, and staff uniforms. In keeping with Art Nouveau artists elsewhere, they developed an original stylized design motif based on plant forms, but theirs was rigidly contained within elongated rectangles rather than expanding into supple curves. Art Nouveau was fashionable for only a brief period around the year 1900, but the movement was part of a long-term modern trend that rejected historicism and academicism and embraced new materials and original forms. In the modern period, artists and designers increasingly recognized that the health and well-being of society and all its members were supported and enhanced by well-designed objects, buildings, and spaces. The unified designs of Art Nouveau presaged the innovations of the Bauhaus, as well as architects such as Frank Lloyd Wright and Le Corbusier.